And welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. And our busy morning of the show continues here as this next segment we'll be talking with David Wild. David is Chief Operations Officer with Geary County USD 475. And David, it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Good morning, Brandon, and thank you for letting me have this opportunity to share with the KMAN listeners what might be going on with USD 475.
Absolutely. Yeah, we really appreciate that. I know that there's a big construction project going on down there that some folks in Manhattan may not be aware of, and that is the new high school facility.
Yes, sir. We have a new high school under construction. We're probably about a year now from completion, and I think most of your KMAN listeners are aware that how this came about, but just as a quick refresher, there was a study done through a committee of community members that led to the decision to replace the current high school, and that bond campaign is about the time I came on board, the last 6 months of that bond campaign, and it resulted in a successful decision in November of 2017, and that $105 million bond was approved, and we just started design work and construction about a year ago. I can say that $105 million bond has since grown into, as of Tuesday night, the Board of Education approved another addition to the high school, which was an orchestra room. So we're now up to $127 million for that effort. And the high school is being constructed on the west side of Junction City, just north of Highway 18 on a 159-acre tract of land. It will include all of the athletic facilities on site, with the exception of tennis courts, which we will probably build across Highway 18 adjacent to the new high school site, and we'll build them with the existing middle school tennis courts so that we can expand and have tournaments in that site. But giving the listeners a background on how a city the size of Junction City is able to do this, I think in everybody's mind, Junction City is probably a 3A town, but it has a 6A school district, and that is because it enjoys having many students that are military dependent, and 50, 51, 52% of our students are related to the military, and the Army recognizes that its soldiers don't necessarily pay property taxes, so we receive impact aid from the Department of Defense, and heavily impacted aid when we qualify for it is also directed our way. And we typically use the heavily impacted aid as a school district for one-time projects. And this high school is such an example of that. The district escrowed. We've escrowed $67 million of that heavily impacted aid. That's $67 million. The principal and interest from it, coupled with state matching funds, pay the overwhelming majority of this bond, leaving about 7 or 8% for the local taxpayer to carry as a burden. So it's been a very exciting program. We, as I mentioned, we're probably, Brandon, about halfway through the construction, the actual physical construction at this point. And the construction site, the design of this facility is very unique. It is 1,280 feet long, and it's broken into four academies. On the far west end is the freshman academy. We will integrate them into their high school experience by giving them space to be left alone there a little bit, and then they can migrate out into the major portion of the high school for classes now and then, of course, and then retreat back to a safe space where other freshmen are located. But adjacent to it, we have the Science and Engineering Technology Academy under construction, the Business Information Technology Academy, and then furthest east to that will be the Fine Arts Academy. And so we've got three zones under construction. Hutton Construction is our contractor, our prime, our CMAR contractor. Manhattan is also using Hutton Construction to build a grade school over there. It's a great firm. I also am aware that Manhattan is using McCown Gordon for some work, bond project work over there. Two very, very respectable firms. Manhattan's done a great job of landing them. we've certainly enjoyed the effort that they've got going. But the configuration of the Junction City High School facility, on the far west end, we've got your, as I mentioned, our academies with general ed classrooms will be on the south side of the main corridor, and then shops and laboratories over on the north side. In the middle section of the building, which we call Zone 2, we'll have the administrative support area, the auditorium, all the mechanical rooms, the cafeteria, and some of the arts department. And then in Zone 3 is our athletics area, and it is currently, we're seeing some concrete work taking place there, slab work. The main gym walls are up. If you are in the area, you can see 52 to 54 foot concrete slab standing in place. That is the auditorium currently under construction. The slab work for the kitchen is ongoing. We've got footings being placed for the commons area. Second floor steel and decking is ongoing. Auditorium roofing is being placed. Fireproofing is going on throughout the entire facility right now. Steel is largely in place with some roofing going on, and exterior wall framing continuing to be underway. We've to date completed about $34 million worth of work, with $17 million of that, good half of that being completed in the last 90 to 100 days. So we've got a lot going on with a lot of personnel out there. It's been a lot of fun. And I'd like to also mention that Hutton Construction, being a partner with the district, COVID impact, we're all familiar with that. We have a high school carpenter class that builds a construction house every year, and then we put that on the market in the summer and sell it, and those funds help rejuvenate the program. Well, with COVID impact, we had to discontinue that class, which left us with an unfinished house. When Hutton Construction learned that we were trying to figure out what to do with this home and how to finish it out, they stepped up and have got a volunteer workforce that's been going into that home and finishing it. I stopped by there on the way to work this morning. There was 15 guys there on site from Hutton Construction, to include Andy Bussing, the president of Hutton Construction, physically there with two belts on and helping finish that house. So it's a great news story. And because of COVID impact, we don't know what we're going to do. We didn't know what we were going to do with that carpentry class for the coming year, not knowing if we'd be able to finish a construction house. So Hutton is offered to allow those carpentry students to be a part of the high school construction. We're working through that. We've got the legal approvals and the liability insurance approvals. So those high school kids are actually going to be this coming school year on the high school construction site, helping out with some of the carpentry stuff, and then working alongside and observing actual journeymen in place. So that is a quick overview of everything we've got going on and how we got to where we're at right now.
Well, it's wonderful.
If you have any questions for me, fire away.
Well, yeah, it looks like a magnificent facility once it's all said and done. Curious with the athletics facilities, what will that entail here as far as the football stadium, and will that be multi-purpose, or how will that work?
The football stadium is one of the more exciting features, and, you know, as part of the Manhattan High being part of the same league with Junction City High, I think we're really, when you hear talk of hosting a football game, the most exciting game for the Junction City is definitely the Manhattan High game. And being a Junction City High School graduate myself, I understand that back in my day, there was just a lot of energy around the rivalry between the two communities. And of course, back when I attended school at Kansas State University, and leading up to that point, the bonds of friendship that we built with the students and kids over in Manhattan just made a great dynamic to this day. And the football stadium will be, it is actually below grade level, the field is. The east end of the high school complex, where the locker rooms are and that type of thing, You will actually see the participants, the players, come out of the lower level of that area onto the football field. So the seating is a bowl-type arrangement. The seating will be elevated. So when you arrive at for an event, you will come in from the parking lot and actually go down into your seating, much like a bowl is arrangement. And then soccer will be, there will be a soccer field just north of the football field. The throwing, track and field throwing area is also in that area. And then a little northwest of the football field, we've got four ball diamonds that are in place, two of them for baseball, two of them for softball. So it will, as I mentioned, it will be a total package with the exception of the tennis courts, which we will eventually place just across the highway at the middle school.
All right. There's some great photos out there, and USD 475 has kind of a time-lapse camera located at the construction site. It's really neat to see if anyone wants to check that out, USD475.org. This is a really cool-looking facility, and we're about out of time here, David, but we'll invite you back to give us some more updates here as the construction continues.
I would appreciate that, Brandon. Again, thank you so much for the opportunity. We would love to continue to share what's going on with our neighbors in Manhattan. I personally believe the two communities are very complementary to each other. I very much admire Manhattan and what's going on there and what has been taking place. And I'm over there almost weekly, Saturday mornings and date mornings for my wife and I, and we slip over there to one of the restaurants for an early morning breakfast, and then I'm obligated to go to Home Depot, of course, before the end of the morning.
Well, we sure appreciate it, and it's always good to catch up with USD 475. David, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you, sir.
And that's going to wrap up In Focus here for this Friday, and don't forget, we'll have another show coming up on Monday. We'll have Emily Kelly from the Census Bureau, Jack Lindquist, and Constance Cook from Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program, and then the Sunset Zoo after they just recently reopened.
As we move up on 10 o'clock, the rest of the lineup for the day includes Blueville's Horticulture Hints after CBS News. That'll be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and The Game. It's Juneteenth. Tomorrow's the first day of summer, and then Sunday is Father's Day. Enjoy it all.